This podcast deals with disturbing subject matter. Listener discretion and headphones are advised.
It's time to open the door to your mind. Sit back and listen to true horror. But be careful of what you allow in. Because it's time to go
through the fog.
I'm Dark Hero, and this story is called The Carving with Grandpa.
Whenever Halloween comes around, I am filled with so much excitement, it's almost unbearable. The crisp fall air, the spooky decorations, and the delightful squeal from costumed children giving me fond memories. On Halloween, I continue a long tradition of carving, something I've always done with my grandpa since I was a little boy. Even after the old man passed, I continued the tradition year after year. My parents abandoned me a couple years after I was born. My grandpa took it upon himself to take me in and raise me all alone. He felt responsible for raising a shit son, so he vowed to make it up to me. He was an exceptional man. Grandpa used to be a surgeon. Well-respected, full of wisdom, tough as nails, and the strongest man I know. Growing up with him by my side, I felt like I could do anything. It all started when I was just 6 years old. October flew by in a flash, and before I knew it, it was the 31st. Most kids would be excited to go out in their costumes and go door to door, getting candy. But I had other things planned. Earlier that morning, my grandpa and I were having breakfast, and he told me that I was old enough to do something special with him. I excitedly asked what we were going to do, but he just laughed and told me to wait for that night. My grandpa dropped me off at school, and while everyone was talking about their plans for the night, I kept in a corner to myself, ready to see what my grandpa had in store for us. The school day was absolute torture. I hated going to class and being around the rest of the kids. It always made me sick. But grandpa assured me that that was the normal thing to do. I hated being normal. After school, grandpa was waiting for me outside with his old car. I hopped into the passenger seat and asked him every few minutes what we were going to do that night.
What are we going to do, grandpa?
He smiled and told me that it was something that I was going to fall in love with. We finally reached our home, and he pulled around the back of the house. We both got out, and he positioned himself at the back of the car. He unlocked the trunk and gestured for me to open it. I walked up to the trunk, and with a bit of effort, I pushed it open. I was face to face with a massive, vibrant pumpkin. It was probably the biggest pumpkin I'd ever seen. It was easily half my size. Grandpa let off a boisterous laugh and patted me on the back. He said that, starting tonight, I was going to learn how to properly carve. That night, we were in the basement. The beautiful pumpkin was set out in front of me on an old crafting table, and beside it were an array of sharp tools necessary for the task. "Go on and grab the knife," Grandpa said with a low voice. I reached for a large kitchen knife. It was massive in comparison to my little hand. My hands were shaking, and I wasn't sure if it was from the nervousness or excitement. Grandpa gave concise instructions on how to proceed with the carving. I took the tip of my blade and carefully pierced the top of the pumpkin. With the silence of the room, I could hear the knife plunge into the flesh, making such a satisfying noise. I slowly cut a circle on the top of the pumpkin and set the knife back down on the table. I removed the lid, and with my bare hand, I scooped out the pulp inside. The contents of the pumpkin were wet and surprisingly warm. I squeezed the insides, and it squished in my grasp. Grandpa chuckled as he saw how happy I was. He tossed me a towel, and I cleaned my hands up. Then we continued to carve out the eyes, then the nose, and finally the mouth. When I was done, Grandpa praised me on how well I did and promised that next year we'd carve again. Year after year, that's what we did. For a couple of years, we continued to use pumpkins for our carving. And then, when I was 9 years old, he let me use small animals. By the age of 10, I could expertly slice up a whole pig. No issues. Grandpa told me that he always had a powerful urge to carve, ever since he was a little boy, and he sensed I was the same way. So he wanted to help me get better at it as soon as possible. When I was 13 years old, he surprised me with my first real carving. I got home from school one day and I could hear a muffled scream coming from the basement. Grandpa was proud to tell me that he had found my shitty dad. I can't tell you how fucking exciting I was to see him strapped to that table. That night, Grandpa stayed upstairs, told me to have my fun, and to let him know when I was done. So, that's what I did. I'd set a bag of instruments on a side table, and he sobbed as I lifted a kitchen knife. He must have been begging for help, but I couldn't understand a thing with all the duct tape around his mouth. It meant nothing to me. This man was a stranger. Hell, he wasn't even an animal to me. Cutting into him was like cutting into a squishy old pumpkin. He screamed, screamed, and screamed. But I'm sure that he felt every bit of my carving. I removed the lid I made of his stomach, and I proceeded to scoop out the contents. His insides were wet and hot in my hands, and I squeezed. My ears were filled with a satisfying squishing noise. I'm not sure how long I took, but I was able to remove his organs and bones until I was satisfied. When I was finished, I was left with an array of bowls filled with my father's insides and an empty husk in front of me. When I got upstairs, I found my grandpa sitting in the living room with half of his head missing, along with a note in his left hand and a smoking gun in his right. It was a simple note that just said, "Happy Halloween." So, ever since then, I continued the tradition. Every Halloween, I find someone to carve. But lately, I don't have to go out anymore. I hear my doorbell ring, and I open my door to find a costumed pumpkin all alone on my doorstep.
Through the Fog is recorded and edited by Kemp. Intro and outro by Katie Kemp. For more stories, go to www.throughthefog.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep your eyes on the fog.